In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know today that Jesus is coming back again? Do you know today that Jesus Christ the Lord is coming back again? Oh yes, that's the scriptures we're going to be using today. We look at Matthew 23:37. This is the heart of Jesus. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Oh, God sent to Jerusalem people to call them to repentance. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Oh yes, this is love. How I have often wanted to gather you under my arms as a hen gathers her brood, and you were not willing to come. See, your house, the temple, is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, God loved Jerusalem. Jesus loved Jerusalem, but Jerusalem would not come to him. Oh yes, on Palm Sunday they were all saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. And 5 days later they're saying, crucify him, crucify him. How we need Jesus today. How we need to give him our life. How we need to proclaim the gospel until he comes in glory. How we need to do that. That people who would listen and say, you know what? That's me. I am a sinner, and I repent of my sin. I'm going to confession. I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I desire you, Lord. Do you know today that you're a sinner saved by grace? Oh, yes, a sinner saved by grace. Mother Teresa, what was she? A sinner saved by grace. Mother Teresa, all the saints, what were they? Sinners saved by grace. We're continuing with the 24th chapter of St. Matthew. As Jesus came out of the temple and was going away, his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Oh, aren't they beautiful? Aren't they lovely? The eighth wonder of the world. Oh, yes, the temple of Jerusalem. Aren't they beautiful? Then he asked them, do you see all these? Do you not see them? Truly, truly, I tell you, not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. Why? Because they failed to see the visitation of God in Jesus Christ, that the temple was destroyed. We hear in John's gospel that Jesus was being proclaimed as a king. And John's gospel said that the Jews said, if the emperor finds out, he'll close our temple if he finds out that they call him a king. Let me tell you, because they gave up Jesus, the temple was destroyed in the year 70, not one stone upon another. Do you know that today? What are you built on? What are you built on today? I'm built on Jesus Christ. I am desperate for Jesus. What about you? Are you desperate for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you desperate for Jesus, that he would give you the grace not only to save you, but to live for him? Who are you living for today? Are you living for Jesus, or are you living for yourself? Chapter 24, verse 3. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, he could look into the city of Jerusalem. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will this be, And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? When will it be? Jesus answered them, Beware that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. Oh no, not yet. Wars and rumors of wars. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. We've seen all these things. All this is but the beginning of the birth pangs, a woman's beginning of the labor. It is not the end of the labor. The end of the labor comes with great pain. Then they will hand you over to be tortured and will put you to death. I tell you, in the last 10 years, 900,000 Christians died for the Lord Jesus Christ. In the last 10 years, they will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. What's his name? The name of Jesus. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another because they don't want to die. They will hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, we have had the increase of lawlessness. Take forever the times that we look on the experience of the internet. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Are you looking for Jesus? Or are you looking for something that is not of God? Oh, and because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. I tell you, we are living in those days. I think of people that used to be hot with Christ, and they've fallen away. They've fallen away. They weren't even persecuted, but they've fallen away. Some people say, those were my Jesus years. I tell you, my Jesus years are now. My Jesus years are tomorrow. My Jesus years are in the future. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Oh yes, we pray for perseverance, that we would endure to the end through the problem of persecution. And this good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. The end. Who will come? Jesus will come. He will come in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. He will come in glory, separating the sheep and the goats. He will come in glory as the Father's only Son. He will come in glory. When? So when you see the desolating sacrilege standing in the holy place that happened before Jesus was born, they offered a pig to God, but not to the God of Israel. It was the desolating sacrifice standing in the holy place, as was spoken by the prophet Daniel. Let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and the one on the housetop must not go down to take what is in the house. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Pray that your flight might not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for at that time there will be great suffering, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And in those days had not been cut short, no one would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Messiah, or go, there he is, don't believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce great signs and omens to lead astray the people. If possible, even the elect will be led astray. Take note, I have told you beforehand, so that if they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. I tell you, these are the signs of the coming of the Son of Man in glory. Who preaches that? Who preaches the Son of Man coming in glory? That we need to be prepared. We need to be in faith, producing works, yes. Faith producing works. You might say we're not saved by our works. That's right. We're saved by grace through faith, producing works. We see the 25th chapter of Matthew saying, when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink, and so on and so forth. In other words, you had good works to show that your faith was not dead. Faith without works is dead faith. That's what the scripture says. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give forth its light. The stars will fall down from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Oh yes, all of creation will respond to the coming of the Son of Man. All of creation. What does it say? Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. What is that sign? I know, or I believe it's the cross. The sign of the Son of Man in heaven, the cross. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven, and with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels, and with a loud trumpet call, they will gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the heaven to the other. Who's preaching about the second coming? We have a season that talks about the second coming. It's Advent. The first 2 weeks of Advent talks about the second coming, that Jesus, who came the first time, will be coming again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. Do you know that today? That it's not all over. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Oh yes, he will come again, ready or not. And there will be great suffering before he comes. I tell you, 900,000 Christians have died in the last 10 years. Great suffering more than ever for the sake of the love of Jesus Christ. Verse 32, from the fig tree, learn its lesson. Now, the fig tree resembled Israel. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things that we have just talked about, you know that he is near, even at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Oh yes, he's coming. He's coming, but before he's coming, there's going to be great suffering. I told you, 900,000 men, women, and children died for the sake of Jesus Christ in the last 10 years. Do we even pray for them? They are presented with life and death. They can just jump out of the bus and say, I'm not going to be for Jesus. But 900,000 were for Jesus for the last 10 years. Do you know that today? But about the day and the hour of the coming of the Son of Man, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Father alone knows when the Son is coming back. For as the days of Noah were, so will be in the coming of the Son of Man. The days of Noah was sin. personified. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. Keep awake, keep awake, keep awake. Don't be like the people that fall asleep and say, well, you know what? Eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, no, keep awake, that Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready to greet him. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would have let his household not be broken in. Therefore, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Oh yes, when they're saying it's wonderful, good stock market, good this, good that, the Lord is coming at an hour that nobody knows but the Father. But we are to keep awake. And he will come like a thief in the night. We are to keep awake. Do you know that today? That we are to keep awake, for the Lord is coming. He's coming back for a bride. He's coming back for a people. He's coming back for a people who will endure persecution. People say, oh no, there's not going to be persecution. He'll come before the persecution. 900,000 people died because they loved Jesus. They were persecuted. And they went to heaven by the grace of God. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has put in charge of the household to give other servants their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that person, that servant, whom the master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of the servants will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he does not know, he will cut him into pieces and put him with the hypocrites. I do not want to be with the hypocrites. I want to be ready for the coming of Jesus, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the 24th chapter of Matthew. I'm going to read the 13th chapter of Mark. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings. Then Jesus asked him, do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. Why? Because they failed to realize the visitation of God in Christ Jesus. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, looking into the city of Jerusalem, Peter, James, and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will this be? Tell us, when will this be? I tell you, we've already looked at the signs and we'll hear about them again. Tell us when this will be and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished. Then Jesus began to say to them, beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing that now. There will be earthquakes. We're seeing that now in various places. There will be famines in various places in Africa especially, this is but the beginning of the birth pangs, the beginning of the labor pains. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them. And the good news, the gospel, must first be proclaimed to all the nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, don't worry beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. I give you the Holy Spirit will speak in those days. I was before a judge once, and for pro-life experience, and as I was saying to him, I can't be on trial because my mother is old and my pastor is old, and I knew that I had disobeyed the Lord. And I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm sorry." He says, "You'll have another chance. You'll have another chance." Oh, yes, I will stand before what? Judges on that day. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and the children will rise against parents and have put them to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. Oh, yes, the name of Jesus. Don't ever be ashamed of the name of Jesus. You will be hated by all for the sake of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Perseverance through the suffering. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, let the reader understand, then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The ones on the housetop must not go down or enter the house to take anything back. The one in the field must not turn back to get a coat. Woe to those who are pregnant in those days, those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it will not be in winter, for in the days there will be suffering such as not ever been from the beginning of creation that God created until now. No, never will there be that suffering other than this time when the coming of the Son of Man. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those who proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he has cut those days short. And if anyone says to you at that time, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "Look, there he is," don't believe them. False messiahs and false prophets will arise and produce signs and omens to lead many astray, if possible, even the elect. But be alert. I have already told you everything. Oh, yes. The 24th chapter of Matthew and the 13th chapter of Mark. The coming of the Son of Man in glory. Oh, I listen to radio and they say, "The church will not suffer." I tell you, we have 900,000 people put to death in the last 10 years. The church is suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ, for the name of Jesus. What about you? What about me? Do you hide your light under a bushel basket? Or are you forever proclaiming the love of God in Christ Jesus the Lord? Where is your light? Are you proclaiming it or are you hiding it? Those who hide it will not be go into the kingdom of God. We need to put that light on a lampstand so that people would see that light. And the light is Jesus. He said, "I am the light of the world." He is the light of lights. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. The word of God endures forever. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Who are you following today? Who is in the center of your heart today? Is it Jesus? Oh yes, it is Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary. May his holy name be praised forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.